time for us to talk University of Maine Black Bear football. Our weekly visit with the head coach of the Bears brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718 and by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Visit them online at creative-ps.com. Coach Jordan Stevens joins us. Hello there, Jordan.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Boy, what a heck of a comeback your guys had on Saturday. Fallen just a little bit short, but it was good to see the offense clicking the way we thought it would down the stretch there, giving you guys a chance to pull that one out.
Yeah, I mean, it was good to see those guys, you know, regroup and come back out in the second half and start to put some stuff together in the run game and in the pass game and see, you know, guys that we expect to make plays, making plays. And, you know, I thought Joe did a great job leading us throughout the game. And, you know, our offensive line settled in at the end. And, you know, it was good to see Sean Bowman as well and Tego Moss, you know, just doing what we know they can do.
Absolutely, yeah, and I've said it for a couple of years now. I think Sean Bowman might be the best tight end in the CAA, and he's one of those guys that has got great hands, and once he catches that ball, he's tough for anybody to bring down.
Absolutely, yeah. He's, you know, I think he creates some mismatches and for defenses, and is a guy who can certainly, you know, just get him in space. He's got soft hands. He can catch. He can do something with the ball after the catch as well.
So what did you learn about the offense? Obviously, you had to deal with some changes to the offensive line, but did you see a formula there that you think you can take with you on the road to BC this week?
Yeah, I think you know, I think Elijah Barnwell really did a nice job in our run game. Just some, and there's some things we can build on there with Freddie Brock. Tavion Banks, I know, is able to come in and give us an added element on third down or, you know, in a 2-minute situation as well. He does a nice job catching the ball and making something happen. I also think that, you know, being able to move the pocket and get the ball to Sean Bowman and finding ways to do that is important for us to do just because of he's so reliable. You know, and then we do have a number of receivers, and we hope to get some back here in the next week or so. And, you know, so we feel like we have good depth there, and it's really, you know, by committee at that receiver position.
Defensively, too, I thought you did a great job against the pass. It was difficult for them to move the ball through the air. And really, other than the quarterback that we knew was going to be tough to contain, you did shut down the other runners pretty effectively. Frankly, if you take away that big run late in the game, we would have had, I think, a very different outcome.
I agree. I mean, that's how it rolls. I mean, you got one big play, and that can be the difference in the game. You know, and I thought our defense played really well. I think there's a lot of things to clean up, but they were physical. We did a good job on third down, getting off the field. There's still some things we can improve there just from aiming points and coverage disguises as well. But, you know, I thought we took a step forward there. You know, we see guys, you know, developing that identity and that personality that we want as well. So a lot of good things to build on. And, you know, I think we cut down some of those big plays. We'll keep our, you know, keep the whole team in the game more.
Boy, one of the guys we were really impressed with on Saturday when he came in due to some injuries, but when he got his opportunity, he made the most of it. But Darius McKenzie is a heck of a player.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he really stood out. I think he's got the ability to rush the passer. He can do some stuff on third down. He can run. He's a physical player. And, you know, we'll continue to find ways to get him matched up, you know, in an advantageous position to be able to get to the quarterback. And but I really love his attitude and his willingness.
And, you know, it's sometimes an unsung job, but, boy, through two games, Brian Cooey's been busier than you'd like him to be, but he's been awfully good back there punting the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't want to have to rely on him as much, but when we do, he's really been flipping the field. And that whole first half, we really were able to keep Colgate pinned down. You know, the only time they had a short field is when we went for it on fourth down. And, you know, we just really wanted to build, get some confidence, get some momentum rolling with our offense. Weren't able to do that. But, you know, that was really the only time Colgate had a short field. So he's been outstanding.
We're talking with Maine football coach Jordan Stevens here on Downtown. You head down to Boston College, a team that the Bears have played and played well through the years. You know them. You know what they can do. They've struggled out of the gate, really generating very little run game so far. As you look at them on tape, what do you need to focus on for your Blackberries to make this a competitive game and have a shot at an upset?
Yeah, looking at their offense, I know they're going to come into this game wanting to establish their run game. So we have to do a great job against the run. They have a good running back in number 24, Pat Garwell. And then, looking at their quarterback, I mean, he's got a really strong arm, can throw the deep ball, Phil Jurkovic. And then Zay Flowers, the guy who, really is dynamic. And their whole receiving group is dynamic. I mean, once they get the ball in their hands, they're able to hit a home run, get into the end zone. So we got to do a great job stopping their offense. And I think it starts with getting pressure on the quarterback. Looking at the defensive side of the ball, strong defensive line, and they've been able to be active, and they're an active group too. They want to move, they want to stunt, they want to be able to get in the backfield in a strong secondary with some experience there. So, I think we just need to do a great job of, eliminating big plays on defense and be able to control the clock and be methodical on offense and just really taking what they give us. And we're going into this game, we want to be aggressive. We want to, we want to go in there with that mindset, because that's what we have to do. And I think we match up well, honestly, in a lot of positions.
Well, saw a lot of good things there in the second half. Hoping the Bears can build on that. Hope it's a great week of practice, and we'll see you on Saturday down in Boston.
Thanks so much, Rich. Have a great week.
You too. It's Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear Football, with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Tuhle a call at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. You can check them out online at creative-ps.com.